Hello and welcome back to another episode of the EduInc COVID-19 podcast. You've had a couple of weeks break during the holiday, and now it's nearly time to get back to school. I know that most parents have some burning questions, and the ones we're going to deal with today are, what's happening in term two? What are we doing about reports? And what are we doing about assessments? And then there are also some questions about what's happening to EduInc over the long term. So these are the things we want to deal with today. And Jax Gersh, phew, I hope you guys have had some time to relax like the rest of the world.
I wish that were true, Gavin, but we have a staff that we need to get ready for a second term, and we've got plans to make because things are a little different to what we used to. What's most important to answer your first question is that on Monday the 4th of May, teachers are going to be back at work finalizing their preparation for the new term. We are not going to be on the physical school premises. And on the 5th of May, on Tuesday, the students will be at school, but again, it's going to be schooling from home. We will have an assembly at 7:30 in the morning. The students will receive an invitation to be able to attend that meet so we can all touch sides and make sure that we're ready for the new term. We will be following the schedule that we had in place from last term. While everyone else has been on holiday, we identified with our teachers that because this is a long-term process that we're engaging in for the entire second term, that the teachers needed a fiber line, they need additional monitors so they could have the students on one monitor and work on another monitor. Some of the teachers needed digital pens, especially with the maths and things like that. And they all needed over-ear headphones so that they could communicate well with their students. So we've been putting all of that in place. But I'd also just like to remind parents that what your kids need going into the second term, because this is not going away in a hurry, is they need their own space to work. They need their own computer. They should have a headset. They should have a camera so that their peers and the teachers can see them. We've identified that visual FaceTime is very, very important in the connection in the classroom. Most importantly, they need a stable internet connection. And internet service providers are considered an essential service. If you don't have a stable internet connection, let's try and sort that out, please.
As news and announcements unfold and we hear about alert levels and who can go back to school and who can't, there's a lot of confusion. What's the status for EduInc?
People need to remember that when the Minister for Education addresses the nation on the phased return of grades into schools, she's predominantly addressing the 80% of schools that fall into the government space. She is not necessarily addressing schools like Education Incorporated and other independent schools. We take our guidance from ESASA in that regard. Yes, we will comply, obviously, with going back to school on certain dates, and we have to comply when it comes to the matric exam and any announcements in that space. But when it comes to the phased reintegration of children into the school space, we are allowed quite a lot of leeway.
So with all this leeway you have, what is EduInc going to be doing in term two?
Sticking to value number one, which is everything we do is in the best interest of the children. The situation as it stands right now with the COVID numbers continually increasing as we come out of lockdown and go into level four means that we don't believe that it's particularly safe to be bringing our staff and our children back onto the campus at this point. It's safer for them to remain at home. There's also no real rush for us to be getting our children back to school because our online process of schooling from home has worked so well. Our curriculum is on track. Everybody is doing what they need to do. There is no reason to be rushing back onto campus.
So if I understand correctly, irrespective of what the minister announces, for term two, EduInc is doing schooling at home. Are there any circumstances under which this would change?
You're 100% right, Gavin. EduInc will be schooling from home for term two. Circumstances where this would be reconsidered would be instances where matric, for example, would need to be doing lab work, some form of experiment work where they needed to be on campus, but we would be giving parents at least a week's notice of a situation like that, and obviously all the correct safety and sanitation protocols would be in place in such an instance.
It's also important to add that we'll be guided by the IAB and ESASA when it comes to that, because there are many other schools in the same space with similar decisions to be made.
Term one ended a little unusually in that reports weren't sent home on the last day. What's the plan with those now?
We chose not to issue reports at the end of the first term while we focused on the teaching and making sure that our learners were actually learning. What we've decided to do is issue reports in the first 2 weeks of going back to school. And if all goes according to plan, we'll have the report sent by the 15th of May. Things are going to look a little different for the first term with reports because we're going to add the online learning experience and how the children handled it using certain criteria and also give comments on that from all the teachers. We are also going to send out a form that we'd like parents to fill in, which is going to be part of the report, evaluating their kids at home and how they've engaged with the online learning process. It would be very much appreciated if all parents would take the time to fill that out. It's not going to take too long, but I think it's going to give some seriously valuable feedback to the students.
I imagine one of the biggest things you're grappling with is assessment from home. And given that term two is usually an exam term, what's the plan?
Assessments are a really interesting space to be in right now. And one of the things that we have been looking at over the holidays with the teachers is various different ways of assessing online that allow for fair and reliable assessment to go forward.
Gavin, the plan is to continue our SBAs, which are student-based assessments or continuous assessment as we did in the first term. And we are looking into means and ways of doing the more formal assessment, exam type assessment at the end of the term. With the grade 10s to 12s, we've been guided by the IEB and the subject experts. With the grade 4s to 9s, we are using ideas from other schools and their best practice, as well as what we've been doing up until now.
So there's been no slowing down. Term 2 is going to be as hectic and as busy as ever. We are going to be doing schooling from home. Teachers are back on Monday, the 4th of May. Students are back at school 5th of May at 7:30 for an online assembly. Reports within the first 2 weeks, and we need some feedback from parents on that. Assessments will continue as usual in the digital classroom. And later in the term, there will be some kind of exam that will look different from what we're used to. The settling down phase seems to be well under control. What else can we expect from EduInc for term two?
Then we've got a few new faces that will be starting in the new term, and there are students who are doing trial weeks, so there's going to be some new faces in the classroom. The biggest challenge that Jackson and I face is to make sure that the trial weeks are meaningful, as they were when you did them at the physical premises, and that we can do the assessments and give feedback properly to make sure that the new additions to our EduInc family are the right fit.
So at a time where other schools are closing down and facing challenges, you guys are still growing?
Absolutely, Gavin, and it's very exciting to see that happen, and it's very exciting to see the support that we're getting from parents and the students as well.
Jackson, any last thoughts?
Well, from my side, I'm just really looking forward to seeing all the faces again next week, Tuesday. Yeah, make sure your workspaces are ready to go, guys, because you know that once we get going, that pace does not slow down.